yourself. How's the baby? Kid is real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain. Ha 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 ha
Yes. You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And, well, this morning, well, this evening, depending on where you are in the world, yeah, we're just kicking things off. I've been letting people know July 5th. It's the night to tune in. It really is. It really, really, really is. You're going to want to hear the good news. People have been asking me about the secret project that, oh, you know, that I can't actually talk about. I've been vague. I know it irritates people, but if you really want to be in the know and you want to be a part of the elite, you'll tune in July 5th, okay? I know we're having a little bit of soft start today, so we're gonna do a little bit of a revamp here with the music, with the song, and we're gonna try to rearrange things this evening. So we'll be right back. No. Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's, yeah, let's get this thing started. Let's get this shindig on the road here. Yeah, so we have Scotty on the line here with us. As I promised you guys, I got my very own crazy researchers who, you know, if they want to challenge the narrative or bring new ideas to the table, hey, I'm all for that. I like the fact that people can still use their brains. People can aren't afraid of discovering truth beyond the truth in which they're told. Yeah. If only life could be that easy. Oh, yeah. Trust everything your government tells you. It's okay. Feel at ease. Go sleep. Yeah, go sleep, America. If only life were just that easy. I'm sorry. our tax dollars hasn't afforded us that much of a comfort level yet. I don't think. Anyhow, without further ado, before I break out into a rant, let's get Scotty on the line. Scotty, are you there?
I'm here. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. How are you doing today?
Loud and clear, just coming over the phone.
All right. Excellent.
I'm doing okay. Nice to hear some of the good people you've had on the show. I can't even keep track of them. And you've been on a lot of shows, so now you actually know some of the other people on the radio station?
Yeah, well...
I have to keep track. Right.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, I'm antisocial guy. Well, some people say I'm shy, but you know, when people reach out to me, that's great. A lot of people on the network have reached out to me, and I know them. Yeah. So, I'm becoming more and more of RBN family more and more every day. Slowly becoming a you know. You know what they say, I'm your favorite rapper's favorite rapper? Well, I'm becoming your favorite host's favorite host. Which is not a bad thing. So, yes, thank you for that.
It's 24/7. You don't know what's going on in the daytime when you're on at night, and a lot of people are covering the same material, playing the same stuff, seeing different pieces of, you know, different perspective of the puzzle.
Yes, different perspective, and that's why you are on the air today. You believe that you have some key pieces of the puzzles that I talk about, and I would definitely love to hear your perspectives. So we can start wherever you want to start, my friend.
Well, I do have my perspective, which you would call me a researcher, conspiracy researcher. Really what I am is a victim of police corruption in Nassau County. Back in 2005, in June 10th, life as I knew it ended when I opened my door to the police, unknowing that they're all dirty. So I found that out the hard way. I got an inside look to hardball is what they called it. And I've been following Source ever since. When I couldn't understand why the cops were doing what they were doing to me at my home, I went to sit outside in the shade, cool off, because I didn't have a chance to put my air conditioner in, and I overheard the cop running the scene talking about the scoundrel in the basement, which is me, to some guy that just took my keys and destroyed my photographs. Well, I couldn't actually figure out what was going on, and they were talking about, so he wants to play hardball, huh? Talking about me. So when my voice heard that in a millisecond, Source yelled at me, Scott, this is bigger than you or your life or anything you were going to do with your life. Give them all rope to hang themselves. So since 2005, June 10th, that day, I've been listening to Source that I really didn't listen to before that. And I've been giving them all rope to hang themselves. And here we are 15 years later, and pretty much single-handedly, if people would get together and look at what's really going on instead of being deceived with the news cycle and talking about the fake news cycle now, even you people in the know, for the last year talking about what's in the news cycle, you knew that stuff was fake 10 years ago. The same people that were telling us about weapons of mass destruction and yet people are discussing what's in the news cycle, even on RBN. It's all fake. It's all scripted. It's all repetitive lies, propaganda, disinfo, and triggers.
Sorry you feel that way about RBN. I had no idea.
I'm hearing a lot of talk about news feeds, even let's use the Ashley Babbitt as the thing. I've been hearing just in the last month, I've heard discussions about Ashley Babbitt, a dozen to 20. Some of them are saying, all right, here's how I got informed about Ashley Babbitt. I listened to the news and I thought she was dead. I looked at short little videos and I believed that. And then on RBN, you have two videos breaking down from different cameras, looking at what's happened and clearly looking at the evidence. And clearly it's a false flag and Ashley Babbitt isn't dead as per the information on RBN. It was way at the bottom of the list, but people don't seem to have a memory of what's real and what's fake, okay? The same thing happened back when the world was waking up pre this cop that supposedly killed this other guy, okay? The world was
okay, waking... Well, you are on the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show right now, so you must feel as though this show is a little different, perhaps?
Well, a lot different, and you're actually, it's not, a lot of people getting together. You actually were speaking with Ralph Winterworld, I don't know how to say his name, but he really has an angle as far as law and the color of law having to be in the Federal Register and has to have certain criteria to be effective and not be, for internal use only. And he, some people pull it together better than others there's more gray, and there's more specifics. So the deal is there's so much bombardment of information that we lose the track. But back to the Ashley Babbitt, the deal is according to videos that I personally was convinced from looking at, that yes, Ashley Babbitt is alive, she wasn't killed, it was all part of a whole bunch of things going on. And still at the same time, doesn't Stat Miller have videos of people with loudspeakers saying things that were incriminating and they were holding it back because they didn't want to incriminate some of the people that were there? Well, now that all this is going out and the world has turned crazy, everybody's talking about what's fake with this fake Biden stuff. Clearly, we in the know a year ago knew that Trump won and it was stolen from him. And now, most of the conversation didn't turn around to, what are we going to do that they stole us from Trump? They're all complaining about what this fake Biden is doing. So everybody's doing talk, but if you want to get...
That's the cycle, isn't it?
So if you want to get to the solution part, which all this talk and infighting never gets to, because I was very impressed by some of it. That guy with them, I never knew anything about that Matrix stuff. I don't watch TV since in June 10th, 05. It took me about 3 years, to fight all these false charges with the police, and none of them would face me in court. And now, I always knew myself to be one in a million. I always called myself one in a million. But back then, after 3 years of all these cases, an assortment of bombardment of arrests, and also a lot of things that didn't lead to arrests that were still persecution and attacks from building inspectors, where I got locked out and lost pretty much everything I had saved from the first attack. But the reason the whole...
So they hit you with the whole kit caboodle. When you got charges for this and that and nothing sticks, when it comes down to a building inspector just to get you out of your house, that really means they had nothing on you.
Well, no, the whole deal is that I wasn't actually at the time. Let's take a little sidetrack. See, the story is, I'm very spiritual. I would never have a reason to have a problem with the police. And I was fooled too. I didn't know until I had a problem with the police that you can question the police. That was what Mark Stevens did for me. After I was arrested and I got to see the inside of what's going on with the cops, I couldn't actually understand why the police were doing this to me. In hindsight, the reason the police were doing this to me is the ex-husband of my friend. All right, let's give a little setup. I'm a plumber by trade. I'm an emergency plumber like Roto-Rooter. That's what I do. You know, I have a private contractor with my own equipment. A couple of times I was a company man for a couple of companies, maybe 6 years at a clip to get the training. My friend trained me that was doing it for 15 years. And he broke his leg, so I started working with him to drive the truck and carry the machine. Then he broke his arm. Then he had a suspended license. And then before you knew it, I had my own truck, and I was working doing sewer and drain work alongside of him. You know, as a professional, doing water jets and stuff like that. So I was also doing the flea market. And one day I wasn't going to use my spot, so I went online and I woke someone up that was sleeping in her car to wait online to get a spot, because the people who don't shovel in the morning, there's maybe five or a half dozen kind of spots, and they'll re-rent them. So these people all sleep in their car, and only a few of them get the spot. So I told her, you can go home and sleep in your bed, just make sure you're back here by 9 a.m. in my spot. And that's how I met this woman. Now, it turns out she was, her husband was an ex-Nassau County cop. See, I didn't know that. However, me and this woman hit it off. We were very spiritual, and I started sharing the spot with her for several years, back and forth. She used to make jewelry and sell it. And I used to meet the husband. They were married at the time. And he lived in the house, and he wound up leaving this house a wreck and didn't finish the basement apartment. And there was all stuff in there, boxes, toilets, counters. So I wound up working for this woman as I used to lend her my spot, and I completed the basement apartment. And then I had to move out from where I was quickly because the city came in, and I moved in that basement apartment, and then I was about to buy this woman's house. We had a very wonderful relationship. The husband left. He had his own house. He got out, and they were fighting. They were having custody battles, and she was trying to get custody of the 10-year-old son that she, who was very spiritual and very wholesome like me, was saying was sharing the bed improperly with the father. 10-year-old son sleeping in the bed with the father. And in hindsight, again, this family is a freak family, like dressed like it's Halloween every day. Hermaphrodites, guys with dresses and lips and tits and stuff. So in hindsight, I'm realizing that this woman was a victim of the pedophilia going on in the justice system, and she couldn't get her son back because this guy, it was a cop. So people get treated differently when it's the wife and the husband. I had the same thing with auto accidents where someone backs into me and then they wind up saying I rear-ended them because, again, they're dirtier. It was a wife of a cop, and they twist everything in their favor. So now I have all these years of giving them rope to hang themselves, of just asking them to do their job and filming them and see what they do. So I have now 15 years of not once did they do their job for Scotty. Instead, if I made a complaint, they came and arrested me with false charges and then wouldn't face me in court. And I've been doing this for 15 years. I have Nassau County, the entire system, including Malvern and Lynbrook, totally pinned in Burke's, I call it the ping ponzi, what do you call it? Ping ponzi home transferal scheme. I forget what I titled it. But the deal is these police use their powers willfully to help this woman whose death was, she died. I forgot to tell you, she died unexpectedly. And I feel she left me the home that I was going to buy. But it turned out they wouldn't even let me buy it, and they were attacking me and arresting me, and I was fighting hardball when I never did anything in my life wrong, but yet the police kept attacking me and following me and persecuting me. No matter where I went, they would come and then start trouble there, pulling out cases from 2001 when this was 2005, where I had to spend a week. So basically, they threw everything they had at me to keep me confused, busy, angry, not knowing. And then I finally figured it all out. So in hindsight, what I did was I have evidence to show New York City, Nassau County, Malvern, and Lynbrook police deserve no credibility. I mean zero credibility. There isn't a one of them that is honest, honorable, and actually does what they claim they are or what they claim to do. I have given them the test, and I have it for the world. It's not that I'm a conspiracy researcher. I'm a victim of dirty police that willfully helped this guy, Robert Burke, steal my loving friend's estate, legacy, home, property, assets, dreams, and the same thing for me. I had to forfeit my dreams, my family, my music, my vocation, everything, in order to of this police network that just started with a couple of people in Nassau County.
Yeah.
You give them notice, and then after the fact from that point on, they're committing treason.
What I'm talking about. And people will argue with you that they're not all bad, but the concept here is if you got one bad apple, and that less falls the bunch because they're all going to go for each other. Okay. But yeah, go ahead.
Let me close the thought. So now I gave you a little bit about me, a little bit about what got me here, and a little bit of why I do research, although I didn't get to that yet. But now the deal is everything has changed now, okay? As I was saying in the beginning of the phone call, before this fake cop killing this guy on my knee neck thing happened, the world seemed to be waking up, and there were riots and demonstrations and just pure refusal to follow, you know, the authorities. And that was going on in a exponential level globally. And this is what I remember. I don't know why the rest of you people awake don't remember, but the world is waking up, and then, just like that, they gave us this new, you know, false flag thing that the white cop killed the black man. Okay, and then we jump straight from that into what really they weren't going to pull out for a few years yet, and they did this COVID thing. And that actually, again, triggered even more things waking up, because now some of the nurses and even doctors and some of these in the medical industry have been comfortable. But at the same time, they clicked in the censorship at a level. The censorship was always there, but for the last 2 years, the censorship is unprecedented and unbelievable. So we have all these things coming together at once. Everything is lined up, you know, or whatever you need to make the space launch, or, you know, all the windows are lined up for the fraud. And at the same time, here's where we get to the solution. There's a lot to go here. They were about to win. They were going to exterminate the creditors, which are us, the people, okay? And because of what's going on behind the scenes that most seem to either forgot or just purposely keeping people sidetracked, because with this confusion, a lot is being done secretly for military. There are good military out there. There are secret operatives out there that have had enough and have seen what's been going on, just like I got an inside look at the police. You know, so a lot of these people that work for these huge, massive corporations and their whole family, they're caught in this loop. They can't get out of it, okay? They don't want to be Serpico, okay? So the deal is we're about to change systems, but it's not as people think it is, what you're all talking about, what's in the news cycles. It's not that. A lot more has gone on, and a lot of it can be revealed from some of my sources, which I did share with you. Here's a mix-up. Did you get my email that I sent you after I spoke to you Monday evening when I spoke to you 1 a.m. New York time, mm-hmm. after your show Monday,
yeah,
I called
yes.
you? Oh, you got that email? Well, in that email, there's a link in there for my group. I belong to True Vision of Peace /FESIG, which is Free Energy Special Interest Group. And this group, we have two speakers a month, and Crystal gets some amazing, amazing month after, just like you've been getting amazing guests, and so are other people. There's other shows that get amazing people also. I mean, out of 34 ages, I can't believe how many good. But she gets people like Alosha Lenoff, BioVita Academy is his YouTube channel. He does Eco Homes. I had mentioned that with you, and you mentioned Eco Homes about a month ago. And just coincidentally, that week, Crystal brought Alosha in, and his wife was supposed to speak, but she... and you could check out his video. I mailed that to you. It's just a 5-minute video on BioVita Academy on YouTube. That's BIO-VITA, V-E-D-A, Academy. And he has Eco Home designed for cold climates, off-the-charts kind of technology. And we get guests like that, two of them a month. And one guy is Cobra, and we had a special meeting with him last week. I think it was Monday or Wednesday. I thought it was just a private meeting. There was only about eight of us, plus Johnny Delirious was there, who used to be on the station that used to be on Sundays. And he's friends with Cobra, so we invited him to the meeting. And that video turned out to be quite an informative video, if you really want to take a little peek of what is released, because a lot of this has to be kept secret, okay? We have, you know, a coup d'etat going on and military operations, and we can't give away, you know, what's going on. That's the whole thing with Q. A lot of Q was real, and a lot of it was to mislead, because the enemy was following Q, too, so you can't give them all truth. So there's a lot of, if most people don't have the ability to weed through, where's the truth mixed with the fake stuff? Okay, but I lost
my... We are going to commercial break here. I just want to say... Well, let's just say V Anonymous was around a little bit longer than Q, actually a lot longer, and the moment I started catching traction, oh, here comes Q, which is not a real person, not a flesh and blood entity to answer any questions, or to partake any knowledge. It's just some sort of a collective that had its purpose and definitely outshadowing me, something that happened quick. So I would like for Q, if it were real, to start talking about some of the real stuff that I was talking about. But hey, VAnon is still here. VAnon will still be here long after QAnon puts out. So guys, just know
that.
We gotta go commercial break. And guys, we will be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Left the keys in the van, with a guy in each hand. Went up in Eastland, shot a policeman. Peace plan, citizen bystands. Is in my hands, here's your lifespan. If it wasn't your life's worth, this money is twice then. Grab a couple grand and lay up in Iceland. See, I'm a nice man, but money turned me to Satan. I'm thirsty for this green, so bad I'm dehydrating. Hurry up with the cash, bitch, got a ride waiting. Shot a man twice in the back when he tried skating. Want the whole pie, I won't be denied Nathan. Maybe I need my head inside straightened. Brain contemplating, clean out the register. Hit before somebody catches ya. We'll get to the scripts and it sketches ya. The connection with the prime suspect. But I ain't set to flee the scene to the crime just yet. Cause I got a daughter to feed. And $200 ain't enough to wanted to see. The best thing would be for me to leave Taco Bell and hit up Chess King and have a lady at the desk bring money from the safe in the back. Stepped in waving the Mac, cooperate and we can operate, save and attack. Let's try to escape and attack. Mad about a throat, this murder she broke. You barely heard a murder she choked. It wasn't nothing for her to be smoked. Then I slammed her on the back to the vertebrae broke. Just then the pig buzzed in, getting freeze. But I'm already wanted for selling keys and a bunch of other felonies from A to Z like spelling bees. So before I dropped to the ground and fell on knees, I bust shots, they bust back, they be swearing the chest. Wasn't wearing a mask.
Yes, that's right, that's right. This is the Red Pill Hardcore radio show. And I'm trying to get that spirit in the people. You know? A lot of people think that, oh, cops hate me. I'm in this messed up situation. You know, they hit me with the book, and boom. That's it. That's all there is. And people are really brainwashed by that. Listen, I know the court is really nobody's friend, but that court is not the end of the story. You want justice. If you're somebody like me, you want justice, okay? What you need to do is you got to start digging into these people. Because what do they say? Lahey with us and cast the first stone. We got some major corrupt people casting stones. So what I've been doing is catching these stones in midair and chucking them right back. They all got sins. the bigger, the more secretive things are, the more skeletons that these corrupt treasonous a-holes have in their closets. All you got to do is open up a window, climb in, open that closet door. Or you can kick door. It doesn't matter to me. But get to that closet and start pulling the skeletons out. That's how I'm getting my justice. Okay? People are like, V, you're crazy for going up against these people. No, I'm not. I don't have any skeletons in my closet. I don't, you know, everything they know about me, they know about me, and they've tried to drag me down with such little sins, little to no sins, and not strong enough to weigh me down. However, these authority figures, they got enough sins to weigh them down, and they'll never move like Atlas. Okay, literally the entire world's on their shoulders. You gotta remind them of that. See, I got this little feather. I'm tickling their armpits, tickling underneath their chins. They hate me. because they know they're going to fall to their knees and ultimately get crushed. So, anyhow, with that said, Scott, are you still there?
Yeah, I started going off on a tangent. I never got where I was going. But this is not scripted or anything, and I was just trying. So you don't really know much about me until now because it's just little bits and pieces. However, let's clear up a few things. What I was saying, too, is that you've been getting some really good guests, like Thomas Althaus, I think, was the guy who he actually made the Matrix series.
Yeah, good friend of mine, yes.
Well, it was he's a friend of yours?
Yeah, well, he's a friend of ours. Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of your amazing guests have legal problems. Like he's caught in some legal stuff too. That's why I'm trying to get you together with some of the right venues. Like I mentioned already, Ralph Winterrod, and a lot of people that I work with. That's my thing. I've been studying law, so I'm working on a few things. I'm actually gonna do a FOIA thing too, but I'm working on a few things. But I got sidetracked. And I had to put it off. It was actually 5 years ago on the 14th of June that the city took my electric scooter. And they took it as evidence, and they never faced me in court, and they never returned it. So I'm looking to write them a letter telling them, you know, who's responsible for the evidence that was taken 5 years ago. I'm not abandoning it. After 5 years, they consider it abandoned. Because I'm doing some communications to catch up because I'm busy with COVID. I haven't done law stuff. However, you had a couple of people that could use some law stuff. You had one guy, I don't know if it was Nikki or maybe it wasn't Luca, but he was going to do some sort of law Zoom room. Because when I was speaking to you on the phone Monday, you were speaking about, when I mentioned the Zoom room of FESIG, you got it mixed up with that law Zoom room, which you came into once. I just saw now on Facebook, that's still going on. I left that a few months ago. Because they didn't really, they were out of control. So anyway, the solution I was trying to get to earlier that I never got to is that even though people don't believe in any of this Q stuff and they call it hopium, there is truly stuff going on secret operations for some time, and it's there if you have eyes to see it, and things have changed. It's pretty much they've transformed. So there is actually solutions, and those solutions are you're going to hold back these wrongdoers from getting the immunities and protections and assets of the new system. Because the new system isn't going to be as these demons that control the planet had planned for centuries. So things have transformed on many levels.
Well, I hope something gives because I'm connected to original anonymous group and anonymous hackers. The only people I see doing things are my people. So I really hope that somebody gets going here.
Let me get this thought out. I tried to get to it, but then I tried to give you some background information first. So I'm trying to confirm. I'm looking at it from my perspective, my research. I haven't watched TV in about 13 years. All right. I did lose my smile that I've always had. I've always had a smile. I didn't lose my sense of humor with these dirty cops, but I did lose my smile in internal affairs after 3 years of putting up with their dirtiness, and then just really by talking to the man and seeing in his eyes, and I realized they're all dirty. It was actually Harrison, internal affairs, Detective Harrison. There's a different Harrison from Lindbrook. But the deal, I actually lost my smile. So that's priceless. You can't put... You know, so how are you going to answer to the ancestors for what you're doing to help this ex-cop dude steal my friend's legacy and mine at the same time? Okay, so the deal is these derelicts don't know what actually happened behind the scenes. They don't know what's happening with the universe and the world itself transforming to the fifth density from the third density. So we have many things going on. We have the controllers that run the planet that they got thwarted. They're done. You just haven't seen it yet if you're not vibrating at the right level. They're done, okay? They are done. They are done. They are done. It's just as far as the problem is everybody is so far asleep that they'll let it happen again. So these people wearing the mask, these mask holes, that's not a curse, right? Are bringing the vibration of the entire realm down because they some of them are duped and some of them are doing it because they don't know better. Everybody has a different reason, but there's a lot of conflict going on now. And the deal is, we just don't know what actually happened. So let's get to the solution. The solution is the new system isn't what they planned it to be. And as simply as writing out complaints, which normally didn't work, they are going to be absolutely powerful, and they're going to hold back these derelicts from immunities and protections and the assets of the new system. And they will be held accountable in ways that they can't even dream of yet. Because once they lose the cover of this false controlled media, they're done. They'll have nowhere to hide. They only get away with what they're doing because the media covers their dirty butts 24/7, 365. That's going to end soon, I guess in about 4 months, maybe 3 months. You can't put a time frame on it. But when that happens, what we call these police networks now are doomed. They are going to have nowhere to hide, and they're not going to have these immunities and protections, and there's going to be a lot of angry people coming after them for what they've done to their families. Okay.
Bob so, Scott Reb seems to think that is the solution.
Put the complaint in writing with particularity. Who, what, where, when, how. And you have to have these complaints, and you will have, it'll be some sort of UN, but it's not going to be the UN that they thought it was going to be. Now, this, you don't have to listen to me. I'm not here to convince anybody of anything, as you had mentioned last night. I'm only here to show you my perspective and my research, which is pretty much one of a kind on many levels. As I was saying earlier, I always said I was one in a million. Well, back 3 years into this, after they dismissed, Nassau County dismissed all my cases, Supreme Court, Nassau County, lots of charges, all fake. And they dismissed my case in the interest of justice. And I was on the phone with some attorney, he was with Zoom, with three bigwig attorneys in Manhattan, and they all came to the conclusion that in Nassau County, that is unheard of, is unprecedented, and they've never heard of them dismissing in Nassau County my a case like mine, and they said my case was one in a billion. That was before I learned the law and became a courtroom wolf, before I had all the evidence that I have developed against, 15 years of evidence of that they just absolutely refuse to do the duty that they've duly taken oath to do. Okay, they are, you know, to help aid this ex-cop steal my friend's legacy and property and assets and homes and vehicles, they decided to. So they have to deal with me, they have to deal with this new system, and they have to deal with the earth going to 5D. So there's a lot going on, most with these smart devices are unaware of. I don't use those smart devices. So that's the solution that I tried to get out. The solution is in all of your hands. Put down them damn phones that are weaponized and get a grip with what's really going on in the sky and inside the planet and around you with fellow man and connect back up with nature instead of that damn thing that everybody's staring into. It's worse than the movie They Live. I'd suggest you all, if you have a smartphone, and I'm talking to you, Mike, real Mike and fake phone. That's not a phone. It's a weapon. And you're right about Tragedy and Hope. But you don't have to get the whole book. Richard Grove has an interview with Joe Plummer, the author of Tragedy and Hope 101. He took that book and broke it down, and it's all available for free. Anybody that wants to get a little peek into how all these systems have been co-opted, all these agencies, all these corporations, all these structures, things that we've known and loved for our lives, they've been co-opted. What they were, they're not any longer.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the main purposes of these so-called Freemasons, they're not real Freemasons, these so-called Freemasons is to infiltrate every and any organization, agency, company, whatever.
Even these
they
groups,
have
radio stations, and Patriot groups, and the medical groups, and even the Tartaria groups, and they mix the flat earthers in there to discredit. So, yeah, anything that gets to be over 35 people has been co-opted. And this has been going on for 30 years. It's so funny when you were getting attacked by the flat earthers and you said, Well, when you get to the edge, give me a call. That's so much. Like, there's another guy, I can't think of his name right now. What's his name? But he's been doing this for 35 years, too, and I've been on calls with him, and it's the same way. People try and tell him how to wake people up, and he's like, dude, when you wake people up, give me a call. It's like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. We all experience the same thing. We can't wake up our own family. You know, so
right.
It takes a separate thing. You know, we all have our different perspective and our different, you know, cards, our hand that we've been given. However,
I'll tell you what. One second. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, Luca has come onto the show, and he has expressed how his family has turned their backs on him, and how, you know, they, you know, I come from a poor, broke black family, okay? It took us a long time to get the middle class, but something that you don't do is you don't turn your back on family, and you know, I've always been looked at as one of a couple geniuses in my family, and when I put things together for people, it's never been an issue. Oh, okay, well, that's the way it is. And I've had, even me, a target individual, I've had nothing but support from my family, which is why, another reason why the government hates me, because there's just no part of their narrative that has sunk their hooks into me. I've been like a greasy ball that they can't squeeze. They can't hold me. And so I do want to say there are people that you can reach out there. I think you just kind of have to find what your family is. Who's your group of people? Who's your niche? And see if there's some kind of a mutation within the ranks that they can fit somewhere else, and then talk to somebody and chain it. That's what I'm. That's the best way I think we can do it. What do you think?
I think it's funny. It's really like trying to help an alcoholic that doesn't want help.
Yeah, you're right.
You may lie to you and say, yeah, so they can come back in the house and rob you again so they get another. But the deal is you truly can't help someone unless they want it. So it's like Jonah Bay used to use the term, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. So when the media finally switches back on into reality, then there'll be a lot of people that will be ready for us in the know. And we have to then have the pride to not be telling them I told you so, and we're going to have to really help some sorry humans that are. See, the deal is there's actually some of us that are humans. This came from Cobra's thing, that tape. I'll give the information. I gave you the information. I actually sent the same information to Mike about 2 weeks ago. I think even the same recording from Ashley Gilmore. I put a little bit of drums to that. Did you listen to that musical track I put in that email to you?
It was quite interesting, yes.
Oh, see, it wasn't hardcore ready yet, but when I actually learned it, I was listening to 3 songs that night, and that was just the first attempt. However, wait till I red pill it. But I wanted to mention, so you were on Republic of Texas Radio on Sunday, March 9th, morning. It was just this weekend, right?
A week ago, yes.
And Alan was the caller that called. He was the get about the paper, the best explanation of scalar tech. Now, do you have that paper? What was the deal? It came from Farron. But what was?
Well, for the layman, the best explanation for scalar technology, in my opinion, and I believe he was talking about that as well. There's not only just the guy was a whistleblower. And he's been looked at as a kook, even though he came from that field of work and working for the government. You're talking about Colonel Thomas Bearden, right?
Hold on, I'm writing it. Bearden. How do you spell Bearden? Bearden. E-N?
Yeah, E-N. E-N, yeah.
Colonel Thomas Bearden. Do you have this paper, or is it actually like a thumb drive? It's not actually a thing you could... So Alan is the caller.
Go to YouTube, my brother, and watch some of his video. Oh, well, I forgot. You're not a computer person.
I watch YouTube.
Okay, well, you can look him up. He actually... The History Channel even did a documentary on mind control, and they actually did an interview with him. They had an interview with a real Manchurian candidate, and they had an interview with a real government official that helped with this technology, and Thomas Bearden was that person. They had a scientist on there with he had a device, a microphone, that did clicks, which basically put sounds in a person's head that actually isn't audible. They went through various stages of how the technology works without telling you that it's real. That it... which is... it's criminal,
That sounds very similar to the content from your 5th of November where some of the radar operations in the Navy, they were here. Only some could hear those clicks. That's what started all this whole processing and mind mapping and voice of skull, correct?
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty... so I'm still trying to clarify. Do you have this paper that this guy Alan, or Alan has a paper? Well, maybe I should just contact who they got.
I'm not quite sure, so yeah. Please feel free to contact those guys.
Group, Free Energy Special Interest Group. I'd like to put this... Because we have our group has lots of things you can look at. In fact, I was maybe going to read today some of the stuff about pyramid power. There's one, and we have stuff... But I don't know if you got a chance to review or any of the stuff.
Oh, well, pyramid power, you're going to want to talk. So you're talking about, what's his name? Dr. Oh, wow. I actually talked to him once.
I'm going to re-listen to that. It was this Sunday, right? I'm going to re-listen to that.
Yes, it was this Sunday.
See, the deal is we never get to review the shows and go back and compare notes and then, because... Ingrid Castle has some amazing people. She actually had Spingola Speaks had Hartford Van Dyke on. One day it turned on and Hartford was on. It was right around when it was the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And Hartford's father had hid stuff from Hartford when he was young when that was going on. And Hartford was in tears that day. And he really didn't get to explain what he was going to explain because he thought he was booked for 3 hours and it was only 1 hour. And he got all sidetracked. Like today I got sidetracked because you don't know my story. But the reason I'm a conspiracy researcher is I'm a police corruption victim, and I became homeless and penniless because of constant targeting, even though my vocation was a wonderful skilled trade. I'm not able to work. I actually haven't worked in over a year. I haven't done anything. I've lost pretty much all my customers. But
as a targeted individual, that's the whole point.
I'm not targeted like you. It's different. These are some low-life
targeting.
There
are different kinds of targeting. But the point at the end of all of it is that you become resourceless, you kill yourself, and that's that.
Anyway, I just wanted to clear up a few things. You've had some really good guests, and so does Angry Cat. Plus, a lot of the information gets lost by not reviewing it, and then we start talking about the news feed, and then we forget about what's going on. Because there are a lot of changes going on, both medically... As I was mentioning to you personally, Johnny Delirious was, I don't know how long he's been on RBN for, but he's successful for over 35 years by doing hair tissue mineral analysis, and he also does stem cell analysis stuff that he does in Mexico to increase many kinds of issues. And then he added to that this Tesla technology that there's all sorts of Tesla stuff out, and then there's new quantum stuff coming out too. But this Tesla stuff began the first day that Trump took office 5 years ago, and the company is in Texas, and they've been doing R&D for 5 years, and they have these Tesla BioHealers and the Tesla med beds at $20,000 a pop available to the public for about 7 months now, EPA approved for pain. They do a lot more, and he has 1,000 patients been using them. So there's a lot of things going on politically, medically, and even with anti-gravity and superconductors at room temperature, a lot of this stuff has been released. It's been like 7 months also that a lot of this hidden classified stuff has been released to the public, and nobody seems to know about it because everyone's talking about the news cycle. That is totally fake. The Republic is what's going on now. The corporation in the United States is defunct. I think the Declaration of Independence was the last file that was real in the Federal Register. So the deal is we need to get together as a race and become connected and stop this division and stop looking at these phones and start actually reaching out in ways that we used to, like people, not like zombies. That even my own family.
End of the Living Dead.
I got a freaking Facebook thing. My sister can't freaking call me. It's like people slowly have become not human anymore. And that's why I was talking before. COVID did kind of bring up that some of us are not human, and this vaccine is going to take them out. According to him.
Now, that is a statement that we are going to have to explore. But first, we have to take a commercial break. Scotty. First, we have to take a commercial break, and then we will be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.